Chapter 15, The Tenth Mandate. Then he said,
"Remove grief from your heart, for it is a sister of double-mindedness and violent temper."
"Sir, how is it a sister of these two?" I said. "For it seems to me that violent temper is one thing, and double-mindedness another, and grief still another." He said,
"You are a senseless man not to know that grief is more wicked than all spirits, and most dangerous to servants of God. It is the most destructive of all the spirits of men, and wears down the Holy Spirit, but, on the other hand, saves it."
"I am a man without understanding, and do not follow these parables," I said. "I do not see how it can wear down and then, on the other hand, save."
"I shall tell you,"
he said.
"There are those who have never made deeper inquiry into the truth, nor about God. They merely believe while they are embroiled in business, wealth, heathen friendships, and many other commitments of this world. Those who are intent on such matters fail to grasp the divine parables, for these occupations keep their minds in darkness. They are corrupted and become dried up. Even as good vineyards, when not cared for, grow barren with thorns and various weeds, so believers who become involved in the previously mentioned numerous occupations go astray in their understanding and are altogether without perception for righteousness. When they hear about divine things and truth, their mind is taken up with their business and they understand absolutely nothing. It is different with those who have the fear of God and make inquiry into divine things and truth with hearts directed to the Lord. They understand more quickly what is told to them and penetrate its meaning, because they have the fear of the Lord. For wherever the Lord dwells, there also is much understanding. Adhere to the Lord, and you will grasp and understand all things. Let me tell you now, slow-witted man, how grief wears down the Holy Spirit and again saves it. When the double-minded man applies himself to any practice and fails in it because of his double-mindedness, this grief enters into him and grieves the Holy Spirit and wears it down. So also, when violent temper clings to the man in regard to any matter, he is very much embittered, and grief enters the heart of the violent-tempered man. He is then distressed at the action he performed and repents because he did evil. Now, this grief seems to bring salvation because he repents of having done evil. Therefore, both deeds grieve the Spirit. The double-mindedness, because he has not succeeded in the action itself, and the violent temper, because he committed evil. The two, then, double-mindedness and violent temper, are grieving to the Holy Spirit. Therefore, remove grief and do not oppress the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, lest it will entreat God to depart from you. For the Spirit of God that was given to this flesh does not endure grief and confinement. Clothe yourself with cheerfulness, which always finds favor with God and is acceptable to Him. Rejoice in it. For every cheerful man does good, has good thoughts, and despises grief. On the other hand, the grieved man is always committing sin. In the first place, he commits sin because he brings grief to the Holy Spirit that was given to man as a spirit of gladness. In the second place, by grieving the Holy Spirit, he commits iniquity, neither interceding nor confessing to God. The prayer of a grieved man has no power at all to ascend to the altar of God.
Why does the entreaty of the grieved man not ascend to the altar of God? I said.
Because grief resides in his heart. Consequently, the grief mingles with his entreaty and does not permit his prayer to ascend pure to the altar. Just as vinegar mixed with wine in the same vessel does not yield the same agreeable taste as wine alone gives, So also, grief mixed with the Holy Spirit does not yield the same power of impenetration as would be produced by the Holy Spirit alone. Therefore, cleanse yourself of this wicked grief, and you will live to God. And all will live to God who cast away grief and clothe themselves in complete cheerfulness.